Okay, well, we're grinding through here on Jacksonville. I think this is a team that's really played very competitively over the last few weeks. Offensively, they got real good firepower, good backs. Haney, of course, has done a good job for him at quarterback. He's certainly done a good job against us in the past. Got a good group of receivers. Blackman, of course, Cecil Shores has had a tremendous year. He's really an impressive player, and Blackman, Shipley's come in there and given him some plays as a slot receiver, and of course Mercedes Lewis, tight ends, one of the better tight ends in the league, big target, runs well, good competitive blocker. So they've really got a good group offensively and defensively. They're very big and physical inside, and that frees up Polesny a little bit, who's really had another good year. He's made a lot of plays for him, a lot of tackles, knocks some balls loose, interceptions. He's around the ball a lot. He's been very productive. Allen, another very active linebacker. And they've got good production off the edge. Looks like Bavin coming in there has given him a little bit of additional pass rush. He's a very fast, active player on the edge. Mincy's a strong, powerful guy. Good competitive secondary. They've had a few guys banged up back there, and they've been in and out. But, Cox, Mathis, Harris, Ross, they got a good group of corners, and of course Landry and Lowry are two very experienced safeties. Brzezinski plays in there some too, so they have good depth in the secondary, and that's a good solid group. But they play hard. I think they're well coached. They've done a great job in the last few weeks of not turning the ball over, taking care of the football, playing error free, and that's something that obviously we got to do a better job of based on last week. So it starts with that, but they're a very good competitive football team that works hard, make you earn what you get, and we're gonna have to do a good job down there to come up with anything.
Bill, it seems like they were having some trouble in the red zone against the Dolphins. Is there anything that you see that you can attribute that to?
No, I hope we can do a good job, but they are. They've had good production down there. They're a very good goal line passing team, and they've got a good running game, obviously, with Jennings and Drew or Owens or whoever it is. And they got a whole host of backs that all run the ball well, and then they throw the ball down on the goal line very well too. Of course, Mercedes Lewis is a good target for them on their goal line passes and in the red zone. They're a tough team to defend. Miami's a good defense, and they played well down there, but they're a challenge in the red area because of their strong running game and their ability to make plays and on the goal line, play action passes, as well as just toss it up there to Shorts or Blackman, and let them go up and fight for the ball. And they come down with a bunch of them. So they're a tough team to defend down there. They do a good job. Their goal line passing game's good.
Since they acquired him, not necessarily in terms of number of sacks and pressures, but have they done anything different? You notice schematically whether it's bring more pressure, bring less pressure because he's a good edge rusher?
No, I'd say it's the same. I think he's a very fast edge player, and I'd say they're a bigger, more physical front. I think he's given them good team speed, good, a little more maybe pure edge rush. He doesn't play all the time. He's in there, and they rotate those ends through, with Lane and Mincy. They rotate their inside guys through. I mean, they play, seven defensive linemen in there. So, it's different combinations of guys, and that's part of the challenge for the offensive line, is kind of know who you're blocking, because each guy has a little different techniques, a little different moves. So, but Babin's fast, and they bring him, he can obviously get around the corner. We've seen plenty of that. And he kind of adds another, level of speed and edge rush to what they already have.
Bill, one of the keys, obviously, for your team is to get better every week. To that end, I know you watch the film of every game and try to correct mistakes. To that end, also, how effective is your team this year in correcting mistakes week to week? I mean, do they correct them, or are there some repeat things in general?
I'd say overall we've made some progress. I think we've made some progress. I don't think too much of it showed up in the San Francisco game, but prior to that, I felt like we got some things straightened out earlier in the year that were a lot less of a problem. Through maybe week 6 to 12 or somewhere in there. Not that that was perfect, but we finished some games better, and we you know, had a little more balance. You know, defensively, we improved in some areas overall. But, you know, it's a week-to-week game, and you try to get better every week. But each week's new matchups and new challenges, and they got new players, different schemes than what we saw the week before. So it's never all the same. But I think, you know, fundamentally you try to improve your individual techniques, try to improve your timing and execution, and a basic discipline of what you're trying to do. But you still have to go out there and execute it against a new team with, you know, with good players and challenges that they present. So it's not like it's the same exam every week. It's, you know, it's a new test, a new set of questions. But hopefully you've been able to move to higher ground with your overall performance. And I would say that we've done that. But you always want to go further. I mean, obviously that's – and it wasn't very good last week.
Happen often around here, but how long does it take you to get over a loss? What process do you go through?
Try to take all the games the same, Mike. You know, each game has its good points and its bad points. We try to reinforce the good things, correct the things that we didn't do well, whatever the final score was, and then once that's done, then we try to take the steps that we feel like we need to take at that point in time to move forward to the next challenge. So. I mean, that game's over with. There's nothing we can do about that. We got to move ahead. And no different than the week before when we played Houston. We had to move on from the Houston game. So it'll be the same next week after this game. Then we move on to the next game. So it's, you know, there's a process, and there's time to evaluate and analyze what happened and try to learn from it, all of us, players, coaches, you know, everybody involved in the game planning, decision-making, preparation for the game. There's things we all can learn, but it's time to move on to the next challenge.
Bill, how much do playoff scenarios impact planning for you at all at this stage, or is it just about the Jaguars?
There's so much stuff out there. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not smart enough to understand the 80 different things that could happen, so I don't really care. There's nothing we can do about any of them. I think what we need to worry about is the New England Patriots. I mean, you guys can take care of all that stuff. That's not really – we got plenty of things we need to do besides worry about everybody else.
This week, or?
I don't know. We might not. We'll see how it goes here. You know, at this time of year, there's always it's a little, you're playing with a little different hand than you're playing within week two. So we'll see how this week plays out and do the best we can.
Overall, has Justin Francis performed consistently? He's made a lot of flash plays, but do you think that his entire body of work has risen and improved the whole way?
Oh, he's definitely improved. No, absolutely. He's definitely improved. You know, last year he really played three technique at Rutgers, so although he's played some inside, that's not really his main thing this year, and our defense is a lot different than what they did there schematically, but you know, he's a competitive player. He works hard. He's, you know, he's got some good ability. And, you know, he's like any young player. He's learning through sometimes trial and error, sometimes experience, sometimes the hard way. But, you know, he works hard to get better, and I have a lot of respect for that. There's not many people that work harder than he does. He competes every day in practice, both in the classroom and out on the field, to learn and improve. And he's definitely improved a lot, no question.
Coming back, Cunningham next week. Has he done enough, talking about Justin, to warrant you either A, feeling comfortable enough to put him in there if necessary, or to say, look, he's got a role now even when Jermaine comes back? I'm not sure how much overlap specifically
with this,
but.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really answer that question. I think we'll just have to wait and see where things are whenever all those things take, if they take place, when they take place, and make the best decisions we can at that point in time. But right now, that's not on the table, so it doesn't really make any difference. I mean, I don't get into a bunch of hypotheticals. Right now, we'll just try to deal with what we got and do the best we can with it.
If he plays, Bill, what does Jones-Drew bring as a running back? Special skills?
What does he bring?
Yeah,
everything. He brings everything. He's got great balance, vision, power for his size. You know, he's a thick guy. hard to put on the ground. Sees the holes well, runs with good power, has got good speed, catches the ball well to the backfield. He's dangerous on check downs and flare routes, screens, things like that. He's very good in the line of scrimmage on the inside runs, very good on the outside runs. He's a tough guy to handle in space. I mean, he does everything well. I don't think there's any weak points to his game. But, you know, kind of like Ray Rice, his low center of gravity, his strength, his balance, you know, he's a tough guy to tackle. You know, even if you have somebody there, you still got to tackle them, and that's not the easiest thing in the world at all. You know, and there's a lot of plays that it doesn't look like he's got much, and, you know, he gets a good 10 or 15 yards out of it. And there's other times where it looks like he's got, you know, a 5 or 6 yard run, you can take it 50. So he's very dangerous. He's done. It's not over with him until the whistle blows and he's on the ground. He's a guy that gets a lot of extra yards on his own.
Like with Ray, a lot of defenders say that the toughest part about playing against him is reading where he is, finding him in the backfield. Is that same with?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. That's, you know, he runs with a good base, good balance, and he uses his blockers well. He's got good vision, so, you know, it makes it hard for the defenders to see him without trying to stand up and look for him, and then that exposes them to exposes their body to the blockers, and they get blocked more. So it's he certainly knows how to use everything to his advantage. You know, his speed, his power, his quickness, his vision, and he can kind of stay behind those guys, and it is hard sometimes to see exactly where he is or where he's going, and he can get there in a hurry. But they have a very good group of backs, too. I mean, Jennings he's an explosive guy. Owens, I mean, Jones, I mean, he's a good fullback. They got a lot of good players in their backfield, good skill players. The receivers, Shipley, Lewis, they got plenty of good skill players.
His career, just having the initial background with him when he was here.
Well, I think he's in the right. I think he's in the right spot. You know, we tried to play him an outside linebacker, and it really wasn't. You know, probably wasn't the best thing for him. And you know, he got with a team that is playing him pretty much the same way he played in college. And Mincy's Jeremy's a strong player. He's physical. He's got a lot of passion for the game. He plays hard on every play. But he's a strong player for the 265 or two, whatever he weighs. But he plays bigger than that, and he's got a good motor. He's tough. He's had a really good career, and he's a good kid. He works hard. I know football is really important to him, and he's done well. He really has done well. But he's played down his whole career, and that's a good move. Yep.
How do you think the Jaguars' passing attack has changed with Kenny at
the helm? How has it changed? I don't know. To be honest with you, we've really focused more on his games because Gabbert's obviously out. So, I would just say that Henny does a good job of reading coverages and getting the ball to the weak point of the coverage. He uses Shipley and Lewis in the inside part of the field. He uses his backs and checkdowns well, and he certainly can get the ball to the perimeter with Schwartz and Blackman. So he does a good job of spreading the ball around or taking where the defense is light. He does a good job of attacking there. He's also, a pretty decent athlete. He can move around back there. There have been times where he's been under pressure and he's been able to either escape and run or use his quickness in the pocket to then step up and throw the ball downfield and make a completion or, you know, make a good play. So, and I don't think he gets locked in on one thing. With Henny, you really got to defend everything. You got to defend all the receivers. You got to defend the short balls. You got to defend the play actions, the deep balls, a little bit of scrambling. I think he does a pretty good job at everything, and that's really the hardest thing for a defense is when you got to defend everything as opposed to just nailing it down to, you know, this is what he likes to do, and it's this small thing that they're pretty good at, but it's just that one thing. You know, you just can't say that about Henny. He does a nice job of distributing the ball and getting it to places where the defense is light. And that's really, I think, what a quarterback should do. He's certainly done it well against us. I mean, he's had some of his best games against us, so we've got a lot of respect for Henny. All right. Thank you.